With the word slave written on his right cheek, Prince put on a legendary performance. Many people viewed his music as an escape to feel free. But what happens when the artist doesn't feel free himself? This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. In 1993, Prince spoke powerful words that were only one of his many acts of protest, saying, "The first step I have taken towards the ultimate goal of emancipating from the chains that bind me to Warner Brothers was to change my name from Prince to a symbol." He would reach that goal and then some. In 1995, Prince sported the word slave on his cheek at performances to display how he felt about the Warner Brothers music label controlling his artistic freedom. "If I can't do what I want to do," he said, "what am I?" Nearly a decade after being freed from his record deal, the artist spoke up about how Black youth were disproportionately exposed to music that promoted sex, drugs, and violence. "What you won't show your kids, don't show out." Prince continued his activism throughout his life, whether it was preaching about Black lives at the Grammys in 2015 or inspiring the launch of a nonprofit supporting Black kids in tech. There wasn't a time where the Minnesota native was afraid to use his platform to voice and address our everyday concerns. Prince's impact on the Black community lives on today and should inspire us all to use our talents to fight back against capitalism, embrace our Blackness, and support our communities. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.